The Vermont legislature is responding to the coronavirus crisis. The legislature adjourned last Friday until next Tuesday, but that does not mean legislative work has ground to a halt. The House and Senate met by conference call today, and VPR's John Dillon was following along. Hey, John.
Hello, Henry.
So, first of all, is it realistic to assume that lawmakers are actually coming back to Montpelier next Tuesday as planned?
I really doubt it at this point, Henry. The world today looks so much different than it did even last Friday. So that Tuesday return date, I think, will be pushed back. I mean, the governor has banned mass gatherings of 50 or more and wants bars and restaurants closed. And the House of Representatives in Montpelier has 150 people. So they'd have to get a waiver from the governor's emergency declaration or ignore it somehow or vote in smaller blocks. But then how do they debate bills, you know? So it's not looking likely.
Yeah, but so meanwhile, they did meet by phone today. What were they discussing on these calls?
The legislature is really adjusting to this new way of living, working, and responding. You know, just like the other two branches of government, we've seen the Vermont judiciary, led by the Supreme Court, declare a judicial emergency and suspend all non-emergency court hearings. The executive branch, led by the governor, as you know, has done mobilized emergency operations and shut down schools and all the actions we've covered and talked about. Mm-hmm. The legislature is the branch arguably closest to the people, and what they're doing is hearing from constituents' concerns. And what lawmakers were talking about today was, what's the best way to get people answers they need? What's the best way to get them financial help if they need that? So they're sort of working through sort of the information flow as well as what might be needed for financial assistance.
Right. And so what kind of questions are they getting from constituents, and what role do they see the House and Senate playing in finding answers?
They're seeing themselves as a resource primarily on the information side. What agencies are doing, what's happening with unemployment assistance for example, laid off restaurant workers. They're getting a lot of questions if those people, many of whom, you know, aren't making a lot of money, will get unemployment insurance assistance. And the answer is yes, by the way. And childcare, what happens to all these childcare centers? Some are closed, some are not. Will child care centers still get state financial assistance? They're hearing from somebody in the department. Well, they're hearing from the commissioner of Department for Children and Families later today about that. They're also hearing from small businesses who have loans to pay and perhaps no cash flow. So they're just beginning to look at the questions around that. Other issues around taxes. Will tax deadlines be deferred? So they're really looking at themselves as a constituent service resource, as well as I said, financial resource if needed. And they've designated, the House has designated anyway, one person, Human Resources Chairwoman Ann Pugh, to be the clearinghouse for these questions that she's getting from lawmakers and their constituents. And she's gathering all these questions and will go to the appropriate people in the administration or wherever and find out the answers.
Yeah. And so then will the legislature, do they plan to step in with a financial aid package?
They will if needed, and they're talking about that and did on the call, but they're sort of waiting to see what the feds or Congress does first. As we know, that legislation is pending and could come out very quickly. If Congress deadlocks, though, the Vermont lawmakers may take action first. But I think they're sort of looking at filling in the holes that the feds leave. If that doesn't happen quickly, they may step in and do their own thing. But they want to see what the feds do first.
Okay. And if they do vote to spend money, how would they do that if they're not actually in session? Are they able to do that from a remote setting?
No. and you think of it, you know, with all of our technology today, that's not allowed. And It's really fascinating. The legislature follow something called Mason's Rules, which requires a member to be, first of all, physically present to vote. Mm-hmm. And you can't do that if you're not, obviously, physically present in the chamber. Right. Secretary of the Senate, John Bloomer, spelled this out in some detail in an email. He says there's many other requirements that the rules have. You have to be together to deliberate. If you're going to vote, say, you know, sometimes the House votes by a division of the House where you stand up or you make your opinion known without an actual roll call. You have to be seen to be able to do that. And he cited other cases, such as the constitutional requirement that people have to be present for these roll calls and roll call requests. You know, somebody has to request an actual written or not, sorry, a voice by name, a roll call. So, yeah, they got to be there.
Yeah. So then what happens if they are needed to vote on anything soon?
Well, Senate President Tim Ash talked about coming back quickly next week if they needed to vote on some sort of financial package. Here's Ash telling senators that he hopes to know by Thursday if they need to come back.
Right now, just operate under the assumption we could come back for quick strike action early next week. But we'll only do that if we are told that without it, people will not be able to have have their needs met.
The House and Senate, of course, had lots of priorities on their plate before they cleared out. They had Act 250 reforms, renewable energy legislation. They were planning to move forward with a plan to tax and regulate marijuana. What happens to all of those issues?
Everything is taking a backseat to this crisis. As Ash opened today's call with senators by underscoring that point, that he wanted every committee to have coronavirus as its focus. Here he is.
I know that there are many things lingering from the work we've been doing in the past week, but obviously it would be grossly out of touch to not be prioritizing and emphasizing your committee's potential responses to the crisis.
Henry, I think this is a very different set of legislative priorities than we saw a week ago.
That's VPR's John Dillon. We're following what's happening in the legislature as the legislature and the state respond to the coronavirus. John Dillon, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Henry.
And we have much more of our coverage on coronavirus at our website. That's vpr.org.